Tell me a little bit about the stories of creation, because that's important to get into everything we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, and that is really a great question to start off with, because here's the very interesting idea or concept of the ancient astronaut theory, and it basically suggests that a long, long time ago, extraterrestrials visited in the Earth in the remote past. And so it doesn't matter what ancient culture you look at, all of those cultures have what's considered a creation story. And what's really interesting, regardless if the story comes from the east, from the west, from the north, or from the south, all creation stories at their core are literally identical, because what you have there is that everything starts in complete darkness. And out of this complete darkness, or sometimes also referred to as the chaos or the deep dark void, a type of egg or a cosmic egg emerges from far, far away. Sometimes the egg is referred to as being silver in color. Sometimes it's referred to as being golden in color. And that egg then descends onto Earth. And when the egg then cracks open and there is this bright light that emanates from it, and from there all creation begins. Now, not all these eggs crack open. Sometimes a heavenly ladder descends or is lowered from these cosmic eggs, out of which these heavenly teachers descend and teach mankind in all sorts of different disciplines. Now, we all know that cosmic eggs in that sense do not exist. So the question that I ask is, well, what did our ancestors mean when they talked about these cosmic eggs? And, you know, so we have references to cosmic eggs. We also have references to cosmic pearls, cosmic turtles, mm-hmm. cosmic snakes, winged snakes, flying shields, and flaming shields. So, and if you look at it from a very rudimentary point of view, all those shapes are pretty much identical or similar. I mean, a turtle can be compared to an egg. So what is it that our ancestors tried to describe or circumscribe what they saw or witnessed or what their ancestors witnessed so that it was compelling enough for them to put it in writing or into their traditions? Because at the outset of this program, I would like to state very clearly that our ancestors had the same brains that we have today, which means they were as intelligent as we are today. The only difference is that their technological frame of reference was different than what we have today. So therein lies the difference. Our ancestors were not stupid. On the contrary, they were as smart as we are today. However, when they got in contact with flesh and blood extraterrestrials, they did not comprehend the nuts and bolts aspects behind those visits, and thus turn it into something spiritual, something divine, something magical. Even though, by the way, you know, I mean, I do not deny the spiritual world or the divine. Of course not. I am a deep believer in God. Of course, then the question is, you know, what is your idea of God? I mean, it's certainly not anything out of the Old Testament, for example. But so that's a whole other discussion.
That's another show.
Yeah. So there we have all these different creation stories that, in and of itself, are identical. And when, you know, scientists, mainstream scientists come along and say, well, you know, all of this is just fantasy, it's all just invented stories, you know, that to me is an insult in the face of our ancestors.
Well, I agree with you, Giorgio, because let's say 50 years ago, if you put an iPhone mm-hmm. in front of somebody 50 years ago, they would have no idea what it was.
Exactly.
But they would try to describe it the best way they could, and they'd come up with something, and that if people looked back 50 years from then, right around now, let's say, and we read that description, we'd say, boy, that's pretty weird. You know, how they tried to come up with it, what they tried to explain.
Absolutely. And that is what is so fascinating, that in biblical times, we actually have references of magical glowing stones with which people were able to see the world and with which people received teachings. What were our ancestors describing? Did magical glowing stones really exist? Or if you place a laptop, or like what you just said, an iPhone in front of someone who has never seen something like this, and, you know, propel yourself back 5,000 years, and you have, you know, you bring a laptop with you, that laptop would become a magical tablet. And then imagine you put a DVD and you play a scene from the Grand Canyon on that. Well, I mean, that is just astonishing to whoever sees this 5,000 years ago. And thus, we create a story that later then is relegated into the realm of fantasy, which it never was.
Giorgio, let's talk a little bit about Genesis. And again, here's another episode of what could have been an interpretation of ancients for what they saw. Explain.
Well, of course. I mean, and of course, Genesis, and I'm sure that many of our Coast to Coast listeners are very familiar with this, and that is the fact that if we read Genesis, then there is one particular sentence in there that says, and then God created man in their image. And grammatically speaking, that sentence really doesn't make any sense. And of course, the theologians are saying that, you know, the there in that sentence has to do with the Holy Trinity and all this stuff. But if you look at it from the original perspective, when you look at the word God, then in the original Hebrew, the word for God is Elohim. And Elohim, and any, you know, true scholar, if they were to translate that word correctly into correct English, the word Elohim is a plural form. It means the gods. So then, if you rewrite that sentence, the sentence correctly would have to read, and then the gods created man in their image. So that is one of the basic tenets of the ancient astronaut theory, that a long, long time ago, some flesh and blood extraterrestrials arrived on Earth and saw that sensible, intelligent life, humanoid life, exists here on Earth. And in order to bring us to the next phase of development, they conducted a genetic mutation of our genes and thus created Homo sapiens sapiens. Because one thing is crystal clear, that, you know, the fossil record exists. There is no denial in that. But something happened, because there was a quantum leap when we were literally munching bananas in caves, and then all of a sudden we're building civilization.
Yeah, all of a sudden we're pretty intelligent, aren't
yes.
we?
Yes, and so that is what even Charles Darwin referred to. Look, Charles Darwin in his Origin of Species himself said, I like my theory, and I have to agree with him. You know, a lot of stuff that he wrote in Origin of Species is great. However, even he himself said, but something I can't wrap my mind around, and that is why today we have the infamous missing link. And that missing link is where there is no transitional period between any of the previous humanoid species, none of our human ancestors, that, you know, they all just appeared and disappeared. There is no transitional form. And so the ancient astronaut theory is that particular missing link, which suggests that, you know, everything happened due to a targeted mutation of our genes in the remote past.